From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A bill that changes the language justifying the use of deadly force by police received initial approval Tuesday in the Missouri Senate. Under current law, deadly force can be used if the officer believes it is necessary to arrest a fleeing person. The new language allows the use of deadly force if the officer, quote, reasonably believes it is necessary to complete the arrest and prevent the suspect from fleeing. But some senators, including Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, don't think the bill goes far enough.
If we continue to have reasonable belief in the state statute, I don't think that law enforcement would think twice about taking their guns and using excessive force to shoot and kill an individual.
Nasheed offered an amendment to change the language to probable cause, which has a higher standard for justification, but it was voted down. The measure needs one more vote before it can move to the Missouri House. Missouri's new auditor, Nicole Galloway, has named two senior staffers to help her lead the office. The Democrat on Tuesday announced Audit Director John Lutkemeyer has been promoted to Deputy Auditor. Michael Moorfield will serve as Chief of Staff. The announcement comes a day after Galloway was officially sworn in to replace former auditor Tom Swike, who fatally shot himself February 26th. Former Deputy Auditor Harry Otto and Chief of Staff Trish Vincent have since resigned. Moorfield previously served as Deputy Chief of Staff for Democrat State Treasurer Clint Zweifel. Galloway's husband, John, is a former spokesman to the office. Tyson Foods, the nation's largest chicken producer, says it plans to stop treating its chicken with antibiotics meant for humans by September 2017. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Houston reports.
Antibiotics added to animal feed are used to treat and prevent diseases and to promote growth in farm animals. But global concerns over the development of antibiotic-resistant superbugs have grown into a major public health threat. Tyson's plan puts them in line with companies like Purdue and Pilgrim's Pride, which have reduced human antibiotic use in chicken. Sasha Stashwick of the National Resources Defense Council says this move sets a precedent for all meat producers in the U.S.
This is really going to be the new normal for chicken, and also that, you know, turkey, pork, beef supply chains can start looking to make the same change.
Tyson will still use other antibiotics to treat its chickens, but those drugs are not used in human medicine. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A measure that would exempt electricity and other utilities used to make food at restaurants, grocery stores, and bakeries from sales taxes moving forward in the Missouri legislature. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled last year that grocery store bakeries would have to continue paying taxes on utilities. But supporters say the legislature had always intended for utilities used to produce food to be exempt from sales taxes. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a similar proposal last year, saying it and other tax proposals were too costly and catered to special interest. The measure now heads to the Senate. Nepal was struck with the worst earthquake the country has experienced in 80 years on Saturday. According to the Associated Press, the official death toll is now more than 5,000. Here in Missouri, 15 Nepali in Jefferson City are trying to help thousands of miles away from home. Davey States, owner of Everest Cafe and Bar in Jefferson City, is still trying to get in touch with his family. The organization he founded, the Himalaya Family Health Care Project, has raised more than $5,000 in 2 days.
Two issues going on right now, so pretty devastated, but I'm trying to keep myself busy, you know.
Meanwhile, several Nepalese students, like Manhil Kanal from Lincoln University, are starting another fundraising campaign for their hometown.
We all are united to for this fundraising campaign in Lincoln University. So, in Lincoln University, we have already put the donation boxes.
Kanal and other Nepalese students plan to host a fundraising rally this Saturday morning in downtown Jefferson City. Missouri students are taking the ACT college entrance exam for free for the first time. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says the test was offered yesterday to high school juniors. The state is picking up the tab for one free administration of the test, but students will have to pay if they want to retake the exam. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.